open for business now, and joining me right now, and of course, open for business is when we talk with locally owned and operated businesses and business people, and in some cases, it's the networks that they're also forming, and that's Lisa McLeese-Kelly. Lisa, you're back here. It's Network in Action. Give us the elevator pitch once again, what Network in Action is all about and some of the stuff you've been doing with your people. Huh?
All right. So Network in Action is a group of business owners and high-level professionals that come together once a month. We mastermind and network. So it's not just about transactional relationships. We're trying to create transformational relationships.
I was looking at some of this, some of what you have in here, some of the agendas that you have actually addressed and used in the meetings. Could you tell me a little bit about that? We have the gap and the gain, and what kind of keeps you up at night? Because it's something I never knew is that entrepreneurs actually, when you look at them, have a higher rate of suicide.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
And of course, we're surrounded by entrepreneurs. Don't do anything to yourself, okay? No, in all seriousness, though, but there is something to this because of the quest for perfection, and you don't think you can measure up.
Yes. Well, you know, as entrepreneurs, we're always looking at the horizon. What can we accomplish next? What's next? What are our goals? We have to meet our goals.
Right.
But what we don't do is take time to say, okay, where did we start? Where are we now? Instead, we go, oh, look, we didn't accomplish that.
And you dwell on that.
And then we dwell on that. So during this meeting, we talked a lot about always measure backwards, right? So maybe you didn't hit the 100% goal. Maybe you hit 60%. You're still 60% better than where you were when you began. So let's measure backwards, because once you do that, now once you set your goal for the next time, your mind says, oh, I've already accomplished something.
Yeah, but
now I can.
But if you end up going out there and dwelling on the 40% that you didn't hit the first time.
Exactly.
Right, out of that 60, but the 60% positive. That's a very good point. And so is it kind of like a built-in unofficial therapy, too?
Actually, I had two members tell me, this is kind of like therapy. Yeah.
Hey, nothing wrong with that. And I'm going to introduce a couple of the members of Network for Action. And let's talk with Cassidy Lowe. Hello, Cassidy. How are you doing this morning?
Good. How are you doing?
Doing really fine. Hey, why don't you break down things a little bit? How can people get in touch with you at, certainly, in Network in Action, it's fine if someone wants to join Network for Action, but that's not how we want to get in touch with you. How do they get a hold of you?
Yeah, so our office is located in Central Point. It's at 98 Freeman Road in Suite C. Mm-hmm. You can also give us a call at 541-659-5569. You can also find us on social media as well.
How long have you been part of Network in Action, and how has it helped you?
I've been a part of Network in Action for over 2 years now. Mm-hmm. It's been a really good opportunity for me to grow in my business, really step out of my comfort zone. I'm not someone that's going to stand up in a room full of people and tell you about myself. And so that's been a really good learning lesson of how to, be able to.
I didn't get a chance to talk with you prior to you coming in here then, but I could tell that, I can't exactly say that you're the one that's going to say, look at me, right?
Exactly. Yeah.
But that's okay.
Yeah.
Because that means that as a realtor then, or in your line of work then, you're focusing on your client, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm one of those people. I'm kind of more focusing on my client, and I'm not going to be center of attention. That's not what I'm here to do. I'm here to help you buy and sell a house.
Now, naturally, you hear about the real estate. Real estate's a little challenging right now because of the interest rates and such. But, that's sort of becoming the new reality. The market will adjust to this. We know that. That's the way stuff like this. I think it's because it just went up so rapidly, after that. But that being said, what are some misconceptions that you can bring to the audience right now about purchasing real estate and homes, maybe even the generational? Because if there's one thing I know that I'll talk to my Gen Z son out in Klamath Falls, I'm never going to have what you have, Dad. I'm trying to talk him down off the ledge.
Yeah.
I was going to have him call Lisa.
I think a lot of people think that when you purchase a home, you need to have a huge down payment, perfect credit, and that's not the case. For example, when I bought my first home, I was 19 years old.
Really?
I was obviously did not have a ton of money at 19 years old. I used a USDA loan that actually was a 0% down loan, and the townhome that I purchased was a new construction, and the builder is offering to pay my closing costs. So I moved into a brand new townhome at 19 for nothing down.
Are we still seeing offers like or similar offers even today that can help first-time home buyers?
Yeah, you know? I think there's definitely, you have to be a lot more creative now with like the higher price point, mm-hmm. but it's definitely those deals are still out there to find. You just have to be creative. A lot of, especially millennial generation, they're wanting to have a buy a duplex, rent out the other side, or they'll buy a house with a friend, or they'll even buy a house and then themselves, but then rent out the remaining rooms to their friends. And yeah,
Cassidy, would you recommend I've noticed I'll watch those kind of shows on television. What is it, House Hunters International? Because yeah. my wife controls the remote control, so I'm kind of like sitting there going, all right. And the one thing I've noticed is that I can't believe how many people are not married and, well, we just got together, we're gonna move over to Europe, we're gonna buy a house together. I'm thinking to myself, is that a really good idea?
Yeah.
You know, do you see much of that? Does it matter, you know, to be a partnership these days, or is there a danger?
I think you definitely need to have everything outlined of, you know, if something were to happen, what does that look like?
Yeah.
You know, if you separate, is split 50-50, like mm-hmm. what does that look like, and really protect yourself.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you could help them out with that kind of stuff.
Yeah, right? I can.
Very good. Cassidy Lowe, once again, Cassidy Lowe, a realtor at Oregon Adventure Realty in Central Point is where that is, right?
Yes. Okay, yeah.
Very good.
And we service all of Southern Oregon, too.
Okay, yeah, great. Yeah. Hey, thanks for sharing a little bit about that. And then we're going to talk with Jay Chick. Jay Chick, it's been a few years since I've had a chance to, I think you came in a while back. Didn't you?
I don't remember, but I know I've talked to you at some point before because I recognized you. And
At some point, I don't think it was in a lawsuit. So
I don't think so. Right. I hope not.
That's good. But anyway, Jay Chick owns Tail Holt Coffee in Rogue River. Okay,
that's right.
And that's on the main drag.
It's right in the middle of town. Yep. Geographically, it's actually pretty close to the center of town. You pull in off the freeway, head into town, you'll run smack dab in the front of the store.
Okay, coffee. It's got to be better than the big boys, okay? I have not been real pleased with most of the big boys, and we're just going to leave them unnamed right now, which is just like, hey, it's okay, we're liberal, and it's burnt. You should buy it. You know, I swear that's the way it is sometimes. But what is your mission over at Tail Holt, huh?
Well, we have our mission is really simple. It comes down to four things. We want people to come in for an amazing cup of coffee. Mm-hmm. Maybe some of the best they could get in the valley here, and actually some of the best in the world, because we source our coffee from the top 2% of beans in the world.
Oh, really?
Have it all privately roasted up outside of Seattle.
So you roast it every week. You roast it. Well, you don't roast it yourself, but you contract that yourself.
That's
then.
Correct. Yeah.
So you're not just going, just send me a bag of beans.
Yeah, I'm not just going over to the big box store and buying bags of beans for $8 and throwing them through a machine. No.
Must make a difference, I would imagine.
I think so. Yeah. The quality is definitely something that my wife and I have really, we wanted to stake our claim on quality, give people in the valley and whoever comes through just a really awesome experience with coffee. So, yeah, we want people to come in for a great cup of coffee and hopefully through that make connections, meet new people, connect with people in the community, maybe people they've never met before. We have people that come in through town and they just end up connecting. So,
you know how rare this is now to find a sit down coffee place. You know that
yeah, a lot of places are going away from it.
Yeah, and everything's the standard outhouse size building, which mm-hmm. is with somebody saying, "Do you want biscotti with that?" And that's it doesn't really foster the same kind of community that you're talking about. Sitting down, maybe there with your computer, your phone, your buddies, and things like that. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of what you're hoping to accomplish then.
Yeah, so we're hoping they come in for a great cup of coffee, make connections, and the next piece of that is build community.
What is the third space con concept here?
Yeah, so third space is it's a concept that I learned, and I wish I could remember who it was. It was a long time ago, but people generally have three main spaces that they function in. Normally, those places are work. Mm-hmm. The place they spend most of their time is at work or at home. So those are their first two spaces. But most people have a third space, whether that's the gym or a bar.
Yeah.
A coffee shop.
And so you're looking to be that third space.
Yeah, exactly. We're just trying to be a third space for people. Yeah.
All right. Very good. And what is your favorite coffee drink you have there? Huh?
Oh, man. My personal favorite, we're an espresso forward shop. So we base a lot of our coffee drinks off of our espresso. That's kind of our bread and butter, is to say it. And so my favorite drink is what's called the Stone Cold Shorty. It's an 8-ounce drink. It's 2 shots of espresso, a little bit of simple syrup, and some half and half over ice.
And just think about all those antioxidants that you're getting into people. Because, you know, for years they would say, oh, don't drink the coffee. Don't drink the coffee. It'll kill you. And I said, I didn't believe it then. And now, they're saying, hey, drink the coffee. It's really good for you.
Yeah, right? It's like the same argument with eggs. It's like every couple of years, eggs are good for you. Eggs are bad for you.
Yeah. Well, coffee's... just understand it's good for you. Okay, we'll just deal with this. Final question I have for you, Jay. And I think you told me this, and I'm vague on the details. Where did the tail halt name come from? Where did that spring from?
Yeah, it's such a great story. Tail Holt is actually the original name of the town of Rogue River. So back in the mid-1800s, the only way to get across the river was to slide off the back of your horse and grab a tail holt.
So that was what it is, getting off the horse after you cross the river.
Yep, grabbing a holt of that tail and letting the horse swim you across.
You see? Great story.
Ingenious, right?
Thank you for reminding me, because I knew you had told me, or somebody told me about that. Maybe it wasn't you. I don't know. I'm glad to make your acquaintance one way or the other.
Yeah.
We could be new friends again.
I know, right?
All right.
That's great.
Thank you. Jay Chick, and owns Tail Holt Coffee in Rogue River on the main drive drag there. And Lisa, you got some great people over on Network in Action. How can people find out more about this? And so they can be the next people coming in, and we'll have a talk about their businesses.
Absolutely. So go ahead and go on to LinkedIn and find me. It's just Lisa McLeese Kelly. Find me on LinkedIn. Hopefully next time I'll have a web page up and they can just go straight there. But for now, find me on LinkedIn.